My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is a week for bagpipes, plaid, and kilts.
Like, they're all plaid.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Just checked me in plaid.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Second hour of radio broadcast today. We're meandering. It's the summer. And now we speak about jeans. You know, I was reading an article about blue jeans today. And this is a company called Blue Delta. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I have not.
Not familiar with Blue Delta. Should I be?
Sounds well, like a military operation.
You're about to be.
Military grade jeans.
Or tack, naval operation.
Tack jeans.
So it is that time of year where on CBSSports.com, they have one of the headline stories is how Blue Delta became the unofficial jeans of the SEC's elite.
Nice.
So that caught my attention.
Nick Saban's wearing dungarees?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, boy.
They say Saban does wear these.
Look, I know nothing about Blue Delta. I just know that if Nick Saban's wearing pants, I don't want to wear them.
Okay, well, what if I told you Eli Manning wears them?
That's not helping.
Nicole Kidman wears them.
Oh!
Dak Prescott.
Oh!
Morgan Freeman?
Well, now
you're too good for the pants that Morgan Freeman dons?
Now I stand corrected.
Greg Sankey?
I don't think I want a piece of any of those people's fashion that you just mentioned.
Really?
Not a single one, I don't think.
Well, it's kind of a weird deal. Okay, so I was reading this story, and it's...
Now I gotta look up Blue Delta jeans.
Yeah, look them up and see what you think of them. I don't think they look very good. They're a very southern... Well, they kind of look like tough skins, but they have a bunch of different colors, and they can customize them for your school. So what ends up happening is... they launched the company as two bros from Mississippi.
Oh, they're raw denim.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they launched the company back in 2011, and all they did was lose money until... So it's custom jeans. So mm-hmm. They... Nobody else does this, which is why they started it, because one of the guys was like, well, you sure nobody else does custom jeans? And they're like, no, this is... They say one size fits one. That's their mantra. So they take like 16 different measurements...
It's like Indochino for blue jeans.
Yeah, you know. Basically. Yeah. And nobody else does it. And they're called Blue Delta. And they got in with the SEC because they're from Mississippi. And somehow they managed to get their jeans in the hands of Eli Manning.
And that was
after years of losing money.
So someone looked at Eli Manning and said, I want that.
Well, they're big Mississippi guys. And so I think they cross paths with Eli.
Makes sense. Blue Delta.
And they love, you know, of course, they love all things Mississippi football.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they love Eli Manning. And they had him where they gave him some jeans. And he called them and said, hey, I want to order every color that you have.
That's a lot. By the way, did you see what Blue Delta's well, run?
That's what I'm getting at. So Eli Manning orders every color.
Mm-hmm.
And now this says that several years later, even Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, says he owns 10 pair.
Jeez.
They have taken over the Southeastern Conference as the unofficial gene of the SEC elite. Steve Sarkisian, Lane Kiffin, John Calipari, even country music star, Tennessee fan, Morgan Wallen.
Oh.
Wears these jeans.
All the racist
stuff. So you also get to yell the N-word while you're wearing these jeans.
I wonder if the N-word has been yelled while wearing these jeans. I'm sure it has.
I'm sure it has. Oh, I think it's been yelled.
Buck, you want to take a stab at how much a pair costs? Again, they're custom, so you get measured and fit.
Well, I mean, I think you can get like an Indochino suit for like $400, but obviously this is denim.
Yeah, I should get an Indochino suit for like $175.
Is that low? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Indochino, it's really affordable.
I'll say $385.
Pretty close. Pretty close.
Is that good?
They start at $450.
$450 jeans, dude.
If you want certain pairs, it goes up to $600. If you'd like certain specific washes or embroidery, it looks like.
And don't you think they're kind of ugly?
Look, the raw denim look certainly isn't my favorite thing in the world, and it seems quite uncomfortable, but I mean,
it's just very Southern.
Yes, it is a very Southern look. It is a very formal, crisp jean. And to me, if I want a formal, crisp look, I'm not wearing jeans, but again, I'm not Eli Manning, nor am I Greg Sankey. Nor would I spend $450 on a pair of jeans. But jeans in general, like, I'm often blown away. Like, you go and see like a pair of, like, you know, I don't know, some celebrities like, oh, I love Diesel jeans. And you look them up, they're like $300. You're like, I don't love them that much. Jeans are expensive though.
Blue Delta recently announces a $1.5 million expansion of its facility. And they have a goal of producing 1 million pants in the next decade.
It's a lot of pants.
Yeah.
I am often confused and frightened by the cost of clothing. And how you become a premium brand. Like, you just launch out. Like, when you start out, you're like, hey, my jeans are $450. And again, like you said, they just lose money. And then you get one guy. You get one guy, Eli Manning, that's like, hey, everybody, these jeans are awesome. And all of a sudden, everyone's like, $450? That's a great deal.
What's the most you guys would pay for a pair of jeans?
Well, I've told you my pants story, haven't I? I've told you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Wynn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the first time I went to the Wynn, silly little...
Mm-hmm. Oh, country mouse.
Yeah.
You had no idea.
Naive Kansas boy.
You little short pants. Apparently,
you have to wear pants to the restaurants there. Yes. And I roll into Sinatra, the Italian restaurant in Encore,
mm-hmm.
with looking very nice. Yeah. Package on display mm-hmm. with my golf shorts. And they would not let me in.
Oh, they took one look at you and said, I don't think so, sir.
Sorry, dress code. And so I had to go down. And I don't know if you've ever shopped at the Wynn shops.
I've looked at them, and I've never bought anything.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't afford that.
They're for window shopping for me only.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they have some really high-end shops in there. Yeah. And so I had to go down. And so I didn't even bring pants.
No.
On the trip.
It's like 100 degrees. Why do you need pants?
So I went down to one of the shops, one of the Wynn shops, mm-hmm. and I went shopping. For pants. And I think I paid about $400. And they were jeansy kind of pants. Yeah. They were great. They fit really well.
But you did that out of necessity. Yes. What's the most you would voluntarily pay?
Well, hold on.
Okay. It's done.
So I get the pants and I go pissed off, by the way. I go back to Sinatra.
That dinner got a lot more expensive.
And
the veal cutlet will not be ordered.
I see a guy in a Beavis and Butthead shirt and jeans.
Boy, that would piss me off.
And he waltzes right in.
That would ruffle some feathers.
So, of course, I'm not going to say anything. I got these pants, and I told my wife, I sit down to dinner.
I'm saying something.
I said, if we win money, I'm keeping these damn pants. These are the most comfortable pants I've ever put on my body.
But you didn't win money.
I had to return the pants. Yeah. So I kept the pants in my room for the trip,
yeah.
thinking, hey,
yeah.
if I win a bunch of money... This is nothing. I'm going to keep these awesome pants.
But again, how nervous were you about spilling spaghetti sauce on those pants?
Oh, very nervous. Yeah. So I definitely covered it.
Napkin, lap, let's go.
I think I was freeballing too.
Oh, boy.
I did that too.
So you had to return? You had to return some expensive pants with your ball sack all up in them?
I think that's right. Maybe I'm making that part up. I don't remember.
That's poor form.
Anyway, I returned the pants because we didn't win money. But, yeah, so $400 is the most I've paid for.
I have never spent.
And I would never, like, if like on my own, voluntarily, just, I mean, $100 maybe?
Yeah, I struggle with pants over $100. Like, everyone jocks Lululemon, won't do it.
Yeah.
And they're only, like, $130 or whatever, won't do it. I have a strict $100 pants line. I won't cross. Can't bring myself to do it. I've yet to meet the pair of pants that I put on and I'm like, you know what? $375. No. If yet, although to be fair, I have not put on the wind pants. Haven't done that. Every now and then, like you'll be at like Nordstrom or whatever and you see a pair of pants, you're like, oh, these look really nice. You look at the price tag, you're like, nope.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of good pant technology now.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to pay a ton for
I don't think you have to.
For good pants.
Yeah.
Are you still miffed about the Beavis and Butthead guy? I would be.
Yeah.
That would bother me.
Yeah, it pissed me off.
Yeah. The arbitrary rules are ridiculous. There needs to be some sort of, again, it's a common sense rule. I get it. You don't want my short pants out there, but at the same time, don't let the guy in the Who's Farted t-shirt in as well.
Yeah, letter of the law, spirit of the law.
Well, here's what I do, though.
Reasonable.
I do respect holding to a
dress code.
Dress code. Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah.
You know, there's some restaurants now, this is a trend, that they are not letting young people into their restaurant. Have you noticed this? Have you read about this?
Define young.
Under 21. Like, you cannot eat there.
Oh, well, I mean,
because they're like, you dress like slobs, you act like idiots, you don't tip, you're out of here.
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
There's a Mexican joint here in town that that does that. They don't let the youth in. It is 21 and over. I can see that. I just think there's that for me is my buddy belongs to a country club, and I hate the stupid tuck rule. Drives me crazy.
Yeah, now that, I'm with you.
That is a real rubber.
You should be able to have your shirt untucked.
Because, like, right now, I'm wearing a collared shirt, button-up, nice shirt. And but a lot of the, like, if I'm wearing, I am a big fan of the short sleeve button-up. It is my go-to summer shirt of choice. I actually think it's more comfortable than t-shirts. A lot of great fabrics out there, a lot of great manufacturers, big fan. This is to your point. So, but this shirt is not meant to be tucked in. It hits right at my belt line.
Most of them, fashion-wise, are made to not be tucked in.
So I literally can't tuck this shirt in. If I did, it would just come out the moment I moved. It is not meant to be tucked in. The last 2 inches of the shirt aren't even buttoned. Like, it's just, you can't tuck it in.
Gotta get an old man polo.
Exactly. So I can get someone there with some janky-ass, cotton, piece-of-crap, wrinkly polo that's tucked into some Walmart khakis, and that works. But I'm wearing a shirt and you can't do it because it's not tucked in, or you force me to tuck it in and then I have to like hike my pants. I hate it. That rule drives me bananas.
Well, the tucked in shirt thing is an old man.
Yes.
I mean,
it
is. That's an old man thing.
Yes.
And who runs country clubs?
Old men.
Yeah. So
let me also state this for the old man out there. I don't know what you're doing, but when you've got your big ass gut, you realize that it's just, you're just making it look worse. Like I went to the, chiropractor today and, the man that was leaving, there was a guy leaving. He was an officer of the law. Looked like he was some sort of detective sergeant, if you will. I could tell because of the gun and the badge hanging from his belt.
Detective Gillis?
Detective Gillis. But he was wearing civilian clothes, minus the hand cannon in the badge. My man had that thing. He had that shirt, that golf polo, tucked in so tight. And those pants pulled up and that thing cinched. So I just sat there and I was like, the reason why you're in the chiropractor's office right now is you probably don't have any blood flow with as tight as those things are. And his gun and his badge were like jammed into his gut. Mm. You know what I mean? I was like, there's no way that can be comfortable. There's just no way. And yet, why are you insisting on pulling that up and tucking it in? Like, there's... I don't know what it is about old men that think that like you can't tell. You're like, ah, no one's gonna be able to tell my boiler or this.
Well, that's how they've always done it.
Well, they need to
it
come
needs
up
to evolve.
It needs to
Someone
evolve.
Someone needs to have a conversation with them. A loved one. Just be like, this isn't
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I see that and it's not even a collar shirt. My man just has a t-shirt. My man just has like a big dog t-shirt tucked into some dungarees, pulled up, cinched tight, not helping your cause, my man, not helping.
Well, if you're not the lead dog, the view never changes. That's true. What big dog says.
That's true. God, my dad was a big fan of the big dog shirts. He'd buy them at like the Pendleton outlets.
Yep.
It was, those were a tasty item for one big Bob Brown.
All right, so check out Blue Delta.
Or don't.
Or don't.
If you want to pay $450.
Hey, custom works, though.
For custom jeans.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're all... I read this article, and they all... I mean, all those guys, Sankey is quoted in there. All these dudes are like, man, these are the best jeans ever.
I will just
they
give you...
They fit so great.
And Joey Harrington talked about this, and I have taken this advice. You know you can just buy a shirt or a pair of jeans, and then for about $20, you can take it into a tailor, and they'll fit it to you. Just saying. Take your pants a little bit, let them out, hem your shirt, whatever you want. It's not that expensive. So, or, you know, if you're Greg Sankey, Blue Delta.
All right. Coming up next, who will be the best paid athletes in 2024? It is 423 on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
The other thing I was thinking about is if you buy pants or anything that's that expensive, are you just paranoid the entire time you're wearing them that you're going to wreck them? Because I think I would be.
For $450, you mean?
If I had a shirt that was $500 or a pair of pants, I would, one, never want to wear it. Because I'm
like, pants come with a warranty?
I'm like, I got to make these last, which means you never wear them, which is defeats the purpose. And the entire time I'd be wearing them, I'd be terrified. That something bad was going to happen to my pants.
Well, that I think right there is how you know you are not fit.
Yes.
For Blue Delta.
No.
Because people that pay $450 for jeans, they don't think about something like that.
I was thinking
they just buy another pair.
The most expensive thing I buy is I buy Jordans. And
how much are those?
It depends. Like,
the most amount of money you've paid for a pair of shoes in your life. And don't lie.
Probably three and some change.
Damn.
But for the most part, if you live here in Portland, you end up with some connections and you can get some Jordans at a decent deal and at least buy them retail. Retail, they're like $200. So I'd say that's probably the most inexpensive like clothing thing that I'll buy someone on a regular basis. So I was at a wedding and I wore a pair of Jordan 11s. They're these patent 11 Jordans, and they're pretty spendy if you buy them on the secondary market. And they're kind of like the really, really popular ones. And I didn't bring another. I brought a pair of dress shoes, and I bought those down to a wedding in Utah. And we ended up, my gal ended up wanting to go hiking in Zion. I didn't have anything else.
Mm.
And so I wore the Jordan.
Oh, no, you can't go hiking then.
You gotta go buy something else.
Yeah, either buy something or don't go. Skechers.
I do wear my Jordans a bunch. You know, and I had another pair in a different color, and I thought, what the hell? Man. So I wore those. I got stopped on that trail about 6 or 7 different times by men that were outraged.
Yeah. Against humanity.
Well, some of those guys, and this is the part I don't get, they buy these Jordans and they won't wear them. They either sit in their closet or they don't want to crease them. They'll take them off if they have to bend down. It's so weird. And I'm like, what's the point of having a shoe if you can't wear it?
Aren't they for resale though? Or collection?
I don't know. I wear mine. If I buy it, I wear it. I wear them all the time. And that way, when like those ones that I wore hiking, I transitioned out of those and you're like, all right, I beat them up a little bit. But like, I never understood the point of having clothing that you can't wear. But I think if I had a pair of blue Delta jeans, I would be panicked that I would I would spill something on him. Like the other day I was smoking a cigar and maybe I'd had a little too much to drink and I burned a hole in a nice shirt.
Yeah.
Pissed me off.
I've done that a million
times.
Yeah,
burned a big old hole right in the bottom. I was like, I love this shirt. I'm like, son of a gun. Now imagine if that's a $500 shirt. My evening ruined.
Yeah.
But if you're Eli Manning, it's not ruined.
He didn't care.
No, he didn't give a rip.
He'll just call somebody and order 10 more.
Exactly.
That's what rich people do.
I know.
That ain't you, bro.
No, this is why you don't spend. Even if you love a shirt or a pair of pants, don't spend that money because you'll end up being a prisoner to that article of clothing.
Somebody texting us that Big Dog is still around. I'm on their website.
No, they are not.
Yes, bigdogs.com. T-shirts.
They got kind of a resurgence. And do you know who was like a brand ambassador for them?
Oh, no.
Flavor Flav.
Alex Crawford.
What? Alex Crawford's like a
former producer of 1080 The Fan.
He wore Big Dog clothing?
He was a Big Dog brand ambassador. He thought it was hot even when it went cold.
I can't believe that's still a thing. Is Big Johnson, are those shirts still around?
Oh, that's got to still be a thing. There will always be men who think those are awesome.
Good grief.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around Alex Crawford. And I love Alex Crawford, but why would he be a brand ambassador?
Because
he'd been tweeting about how awesome Big Dogs were forever.
He's 100% the sort of hipster that would think that Big Dog clothing is
hipstery
awesome.
Thing.
And the fact that he's such a small guy, he loves the irony of wearing a Big Dog
T-shirt. By the way, first of all,
we're down rabbit holes.
Yes, Big Dog T-shirts has 744 products on their website, bigdogs.com.
744?
Yes.
How many of those are T-shirts?
I think they're all T-shirts. I think that's all they do.
Wow.
Yeah.
They used to make shorts, too.
I need to know if anyone...
They have 16 pages of T-shirts.
I need to know if any of our listeners are indeed Big Dog clothing wearers, because if so, I need some photographic proof. I haven't seen a Big Dog shirt probably since my dad passed away.
And in other news, BigJohnson.com is alive and well.
So these are real.
Yeah.
When I was like in middle school, there'd be a kid, it would be like Big Johnson Casinos, liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yep. Yes. Right. I don't know if you saw, Isaac, right now, Big Dogs has the special championship edition golf shirt. It's got a Big Dog with one of those little Scottish hats on it. It says, let the big dog eat.
I know what Rob's getting for Christmas this year from me. What are you, a large?
I'm a large, yeah. They also have the Donald Trump fist pump fight, fight, fight.
But with a dog?
Shirt. This is Big Johnson.
Oh, Big Johnson.
Not Big Dog.
No, we're getting confused.
Yeah. So they've got several Trump shirts out now. And it says, find the best Bush hammers, Big Johnson.
Those were...
Bush hammers? My God, what is happening?
That was the...
What?
Those were the Big Johnson shirts. They got banned from YE's Junior High School. It was very controversial. Like, it was a big deal. And so kids would have to turn them inside out. And so kids would wear them like underneath like their jackets or sweatshirts. You'd walk down the hallway and they're like, hey, check this out. And then they would lift up their sweatshirt to reveal their big Johnson shirt and be like, yeah, they can't tell me what to wear. And then they put it right back down and then go get a chicken burger.
So if I gave you, let's say I'm going to give you $100,000.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. So it's not life changing.
No,
but
that's good money. It
pays for my kids' school.
I will wire you $100,000 right now. Yeah. I need you to wear Big Dogs or Big Johnson shirts for the rest of your life.
No.
You're not doing it?
No.
$250.
No.
Like really? When I go out to dinner and stuff?
The yep. rest of
or
my
just
life.
My t-shirt collection.
No.
Yeah.
That is my
where it's appropriate. No. How about this? Where
no.
it's appropriate.
No.
You don't have to wear it to like a wedding.
No.
Million.
I think I'm taking it.
Oh, come on, dude.
Again, $1 million is a lot of money. It doesn't prevent me from working. I like my life. You know what I like? Not having to wear Big Johnson or Big Dog t-shirts.
That's worth $1 million to you.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, come on, Garth Barks, let's go.
I'm looking at a shirt right now. If at first you don't succeed, then maybe you just suck. Big Dogs.
So profound.
Here's the thing, and I learned this a long time ago. A buddy of mine was talking to me once about this, and look, what kind of car you drive, you know, what your fridge is, none of that stuff matters in your life. It doesn't, right?
Speak for yourself.
It's insignificant. But you know what does matter? Whether you wake up in the morning and you feel good or not. And if you wake up every day, this is thing, like if you're looking at buying a car, and the difference is, let's say your payment is $300 difference. You're like, $300 is a lot of money. But it doesn't, obviously there's some people where that it makes or breaks you. But if it's just like, I don't know if I want to spend that money. And every day you wake up and you go into your front yard and it's something you do every day and you look at your whatever, I don't want to crap on anyone's car. Let's say you drive a Subaru Forester. And you wake up every day and you see your Subaru Forester in your driveway and you think to yourself, F, I do, versus going out and maybe you get into a Jeep or a Bronco or whatever your car is. And it's not the most practical thing in the world, but when you look at it, it makes you smile and you're in a good mood and you get in it. And for
can
that,
I take a time out here?
Yeah.
You notice how Suk used your car mm-hmm. as the pathetic car and yeah. his car as the great car?
Well, my car came up earlier today between us because I was at Lowe's, and when I went to the parking lot, I almost went to a different Subaru that looked just like mine, and it had a bumper sticker on it that said, here I go in my gay little car.
Yeah. Oh, believe me.
What?
Yeah.
That's what it said?
Yeah.
I'm gay. Believe me.
Shots were fired at wow. Buckley then, and they're fired now. My point is, let's say, or whatever it is, like you said, what's an impractical car? You know, whatever it is. Let's
Pontiac.
Say yeah, Pontiac, right? You want to drive.
Do they even make Pontiacs anymore?
You want to drive a Pontiac probably. T-top, bandit style, T-top. Right? And that is completely impractical. But when you see it, it makes you smile. Or buying a fridge. You're like, well, I don't want to buy the nicer fridge. But every morning you wake up to go get your glass of orange juice. If one fridge makes you happy and the other one you look at and be like, God, I hate that fridge. Find a way to get the one that puts a smile on your face. Because life is short. And you know what life is too short to do? Wear Costco clothing and Big Dog clothing every day of your life.
How's my attitude? Call 1-800-BITE-ME.
Just every day when you wake up and you realize you have to put that on your body. Now, here's the thing.
But then you look at your bank account.
Yeah, well, if you wake up, though, and that shirt, that Big Dog shirt, you're like, hell yeah, Big Dog. Then you wear the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Me? I couldn't do it. It would break my will.
You know what makes me happy? I just ordered my Just Here to Bang Big Johnson shirt. Nice. That's what makes me happy.
Well, I found one for.
But what's the? There's always a little catch to it. I'm just here to. Is it a drummer or something?
He's. It looks like he's shooting off fireworks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's
make
the thing.
It a bang. Yep.
There's always. Yeah.
They give you an out.
Yeah. It's like he's lighting a firework, but he's like, I'm just here to bang.
It's the innuendo.
Yeah. There's like a fish. There's one I remember. There was a fishing one. It was like no hole is too deep when you're carrying a Big Johnson, and it was Johnson fishing rods.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was always like that.
So uncomfortable.
Well, I found one for you being a Patriot, Suk. It's a bunch of Big Dogs
yeah.
putting up the flag at Iwo Jima, and it says, the few, the proud, the Big Dogs.
USA! Let's go. You tell me you wouldn't wear that for free, much less a million?
And by the way, mission accomplished, because on the Vancouver Ford text line, I've already triggered Costco clothing, bro. He gets very sensitive about it. I love you guys out there. We love Costco. Just
take
a deep breath.
I don't love Costco clothing, but we've talked about this before. We all have succumbed to some article of clothing from Costco.
No.
You never have?
I draw a hard line.
Oh, I have.
I'll wear a pair of shorts next week that I got there for $7. They're great.
That's right. See, that's what it is. You're just strolling around while your wife's doing God knows what, and you're like, wow.
You don't build your wardrobe there, but you see a ridiculous deal of one thing that works. You're like, okay, I can grab that golf polo.
That shirt is not bad, and that's only $20. I've got to get that.
Can't do it.
I've done it at least twice.
Every time I say that, though, just kind of tongue-in-cheek, Costco bro gets very quarter-zip Costco guy. What are you talking about? Gets very like, oh, like what you wear is so great. You're like, easy, easy Costco man.
Well, you know what it means when someone gets so defensive.
A little defensive.
You know what that means.
Oh, yeah. They know.
It's probably a little truth.
They know.
There's truth.
They know.
All right, well, we got to nothing.
No, we haven't gotten to anything all damn day.
Now we get to nothing more. In the news, I've got, would you like to know what's going on with Eamon Bundy? Do you remember him?
They're the one that, they had the siege, right, at the...
Well, he's a guy.
Yeah, but he led...
He's not
a
them.
Well, but the Bundys are a them. It's a group, and they took over, like, that government installation.
True story.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got the latest on him.
The Bundys. I think they might be Mormons. They might be fundamentalist LDS people.
We'll get to that next on In the News. Here's Buck. Oh, man. Buckley just told us to break. We got
derailed.
We did. Well, hot Big Dog and Big Johnson t-shirt talk.
That'll happen.
It
will happen.
Yeah, it will.
I was actually just thinking about other, you know, like 80s and 90s brands that we wore that are just...
I bought a Hypercolor t-shirt once, and it was the worst mistake.
I had one of those. Orange.
If you're a fat kid, don't buy the Hypercolor.
Do you remember?
That's the shirt, by the way, that changes colors when you get hot.
Heat. Yeah.
Yeah. Your little man boobies in your armpits, and like you don't want that. It's not,
do you remember Esprit?
Good. Oh, yeah. I remember Esprit.
Are they still around?
I'm sure they are.
Did you guys wear Gecko Hawaii?
No.
Gecko Hawaii was like a Mervyn's brand.
Yeah, Body Glove was a thing for
body
a while.
Yeah, gloves. Body Glove and Gecko Hawaii were kind of one and the same.
LA Gear.
Yep.
God, that was shameful. There's nothing worse if you asked your mom for a pair of Nikes or Adidas and she bought you catapults. You're like, Ma, what are you doing?
Are
She's
you
like,
kidding me?
Karl Malone wears these. Or some BK Knights.
Or Cheetahs. I had Cheetah shoes and jeans.
It's tough. It's tough out there.
Guess?
Man.
Did you ever wear Guess?
I think it was too fat for Guess. Guess was a skinny man's game.
Bum equipment?
I had to shop. There you go. I had to shop in the Husky teen section. The bum equipment. Yeah, I remember those.
All right, July 19, 2024, it is time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. We gotta move this along here.
Yeah, for real.
It is National Daiquiri Day. It's a mid cocktail.
It is mid, but I'm not going to lie. If you presented me with a daiquiri on a hot day, like right now, I wouldn't turn it down.
Soup's a rum guy.
I do like rum.
I like rum. It is also Flight Attendant Safety Professionals Day.
That confuses me, but...
Yeah, I know. I think it's...
Just for flight attendants, or...
Only flight attendants who are safety professionals.
Well, I think it's reminding you that flight attendants are actually safety professionals, not just there to get you booze.
They're not just a waitress or a waiter at a bad restaurant at 35,000 feet.
Just acknowledge that on Flight Attendant Day, we need a separate day.
Correct.
Okay.
Hot tomorrow.
Someone brought up Ocean Pacific.
OP.
Yeah. Dude, I just bought a pair of corduroy OP shorts 2 weeks ago.
They're still out there, huh?
Yeah, they're still back there. I saw those bad boys and I'm like, oh yeah.
Corduroy coming back around?
I don't know if it is or not, but I saw a pair of corduroy OP brown shorts and I was like, oh,
you know, I have a...
Eighth grade, here I come.
I have a controversial... Well, maybe it's not controversial, but it might be surprising. I don't know. I get a lot of clothing from surf shops.
Yeah, surf shop...
Because we go to San Diego a lot.
Surf shops have a great
style. They do, because you think that... So a lot of O'Neill, a lot of...
like Rip Curl, O'Neill,
yeah, like stuff
Roxy's,
like, yeah,
for
stuff
gals.
Like that. And it's good because you would think that you go into a surf shop and it's all just t-shirts and flip-flops, but it's not because it gets cold on the beach.
Make great stuff.
And so that you can get winter clothes there too.
Yep.
So I always stock up when we go to San Diego and get all my stuff there.
It's funny you say that. One of my favorite companies, and it's a independent brand, and so it's a little more expensive. It's handmade in LA. It's called Sport of Kings. It's a surf place, and I love their stuff. But it's a little more expensive, but I like that it's I like that it's a small company and it's actually made in the United States.
It's no Costco, though.
It is no Costco.
Costco brand.
Surf stuff is always comfortable, too. They get that.
Very.
If you buy anything from a surf or a skate company, it's going to be functional and it's going to be comfortable as hell.
Yeah, whether or not it looks good is up to, you know, you or other people, but it always is comfortable.
That's right. Spicoli has tried it.
Yes.
And he signs off, bro.
I'm wearing a pair of checkered slip-on Vans as we speak.
It's going to be hot tomorrow. Upper 90s, they're saying.
I know. I'm going down to Redmond for a music festival. It's supposed to be like 102.
Is that big? They have a big-ass...
Yeah, Farewell Festival.
What's it called?
Farewell Festival.
Yeah. Dude, that lineup is crazy.
It's a great lineup.
How does Redmond get that?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just like band. I mean, it's...
Well, where do they... Where's the show?
I don't know. I've never been to this one, but I'm assuming it's... I think it's at some sort of camp. It's at campgrounds because you can camp there, too. So we're
Who are you going to see?
Well, we're going to see 2 days, so I'm bummed because today is Jason Isabel, and I wanted to see him. So the one I'm going down specifically to see is Ryan Bingham. That's who I want to see. But then we get Camp, we get Whiskey Myers, we get Billy Strings.
Is Charlie Crockett down there?
I don't know if he's down there or not. Black Pumas are playing on Sunday as well.
They're good.
They're good. It's a really, really strong lineup. How about this one? Leanne Rimes. I was like going through the
headliners. Why did you mention her?
Because through the headliners, I was like, really? Leanne Rimes? Like, of all the really good, Coulter Wall.
Well, she's a big name.
Is she?
Yeah.
Like, they have all these great musicians, and then you hit me with Leanne Rimes.
So it's kind of a country
festival. Yeah, it's a country festival.
Except Black Pumas aren't really
country. I know. There's some that are a little different, but... I'm bummed with no Jason Isabel, but Whiskey Myers is great. And if you don't know who Ryan Bingham is, look him up. Ryan Bingham might be my favorite. Well, he isn't. It's not a maybe. He is my favorite thing going in country music. Dude's an absolute stud.
I've got an update on Ammon Bundy and what's real, what's fake with this CrowdStrike crap. That's next on The Fan. All right, this is in the news for July 19, 2024, a couple things. Well, the big thing, I'll get you an Ammon Bundy next week. He can wait.
Okay.
The big news today was this CrowdStrike mess.
Yeah, the entire world broke.
Is that what it's called? CrowdStrike?
CrowdStrike. It's CrowdStrike, yes.
Yeah. So...
My computer still doesn't work.
There's a photo of a man. So, CrowdStrike... This is not something I'm terribly interested in, but apparently... CrowdStrike.
That noise is so good.
CrowdStrike
is a paragraph like
is a company that a lot of companies use, including Odyssey, airline. You know,
everyone. I mean, it's
like
enormous.
A cybersecurity company or something.
Yes, it's a cybersecurity company that provides software to companies around the world, and like, I mean,
to protect their stuff.
Yeah, this and like high level stuff. So this is everything from like police, hospitals, airlines. They are they're a huge deal, obviously.
So it had it put out an update, and the update had a bug, and it crashed everything, and flights everywhere, including PDX, were delayed and canceled, and it was a damn mess today.
Yeah.
Well, there's a photo going around of a man claiming to be responsible for the outage, where he's standing in front of the CrowdStrike, like looks like the front of their headquarters, and he is saying, first day at CrowdStrike had to send out the new update. He says, first day at CrowdStrike, push a little update and taking the afternoon off. And then he's got a peace sign and he looks like just some Costco bro.
Well, someone's in trouble.
That is fake.
Yes.
So it is not real. People think that that's been circulating, that is the guy responsible. That is not real.
Someone is responsible and someone's about to get their ass fired or shoved down an elevator shaft, Putin style.
The other thing that is fake is there was the photo of the Las Vegas Sphere going blue screen. That is fake. That did not happen.
My computer, though, went blue screen and gave me the frowny face, and now we don't know what to do about it. But this happened when stuff like this happens, it is crazy. A couple weeks back, a software that all the auto dealers across the country use, same thing, just went out, and it stopped working for like 3 days, and so like every auto dealer in the country basically couldn't make a deal, couldn't use a computer. We had this a number of years ago, remember, when our system went down. I mean, it's when someone hacks into you or you get a bug or something, it is shocking.
It's trouble.
How easy it is to bring massive parts of society to their knees.
Yeah, and some of these people just do it for fun.
Yeah, other people do it for ransom, you know, and other, this one may have just been a whoops, screwed up.
So they are out of Austin, CrowdStrike, and they were founded in 2011. They've made a name for themselves as one of the top firms providing protection. Its customers include 298 Fortune 500 companies, 8 out of the top 10 financial service firms, 7 of the top 10 manufacturers, 6 of the top 10 healthcare providers, and 8 of the top 10 food and beverage companies.
This guy says he works Vancouver for Techstyle and worked for UPS, and our aunt was all effed up this morning.
Yeah. So a lot of people couldn't work today.
Yep.
They just took the day off.
Yep.
Maybe day drank. I don't know.
It's like, what do you do? You know.
One of our texters said they were doing. Set home to day drink.
There's nothing you can do when this stuff goes on. I mean, you just sit there and you're like, well, all right. When this happened with the car companies, my buddy said that they had a big like grease board, and they were writing down deals and like writing out hand contracts. He goes, dude, this is like back from like 1982. You know, like make it. Remember, like, yeah, I used to have to like make carbon copies of everything. I mean, it was just, yeah. You know, that's.
I was trying to explain to the kids the other day that we used to have to print directions.
Oh yeah, MapQuest, baby.
And it wouldn't all come on the first page, so you have to like staple. You get the first left and right on the first page, and you have to go to page two.
Those were magical days, man. I remember the first time I drove to school when I drove to BYU. It was me. Like a 1982 Ford Thunderbird and like 6 pages of MapQuest directions stapled together. Let's go. And some mixtapes. Some Big Sooks Butter Jams, volumes 1 through 6.
That's the best part.
Let's do it.
So they're saying it's fixed. I don't know. They said they sent out a fix to the bug shortly after, and it fixed a lot of computers. But what it was a boot loop, and you experienced it here when you booted your computer today.
Yep.
So basically, if you're a Windows user, the boot loop, it starts up, yep. But then it doesn't finish starting up, and so the restart process just loops.
I'm still in the boot loop. I texted our IT guy an hour and a half ago, and so far, he has not responded.
Yeah, he's day drinking somewhere.
He's out.
This is above his pay. This is probably, corporate Odyssey is running around like crazy right now, I bet.
It's probably not good. No.
I love it. Joey. I want to snuggle with Joey. We got an email from our big, big head cheese boss about this earlier today. That's you know it's big when he's on the email.
Yeah. When the big man comes in from Philadelphia, you're like, oh boy.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for. I'll tell you about Ammon Bundy and what's up with him next week. That is in the news July 19, 2024. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. We'll get you an update on the Open Championship, and baseball is back. Also, a Hall of Fame football player arrested. It's 5:02 on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
We'll get to that next on In the News. Here's Buck. Oh, man. Buckley just told us to break. We got
derailed.
We did. Well, hot Big Dog and Big Johnson t-shirt talk.
That'll happen.
It will happen.
Yeah, it will.
I was actually just thinking about other, you know, like 80s and 90s brands that we wore that are just...
I bought a Hypercolor t-shirt once, and it was the worst mistake
I had one of those. Orange.
If you're a fat kid, don't buy the Hypercolor.
Do you remember...
That's the shirt, by the way, that changes colors when you get hot.
Heat, yeah.
Yeah, my little...
I remember that.
Your little man boobies in your armpits, and like you don't want that. It's not,
do you remember Esprit?
Oh, yeah, I remember Esprit.
Are they still around?
I'm sure they are.
Did you guys wear Gecko Hawaii?
No.
Gecko Hawaii was like a Mervyn's brand?
Yeah, Body Glove was a thing for
a while. Yeah, Body Glove and Gecko Hawaii were kind of one and the same.
LA Gear?
Yep.
God, that was shameful. There's nothing worse if you asked your mom for a pair of Nikes or Adidas and she bought you catapults. You're like, Ma, what are you doing?
Are
she's
you
like,
kidding me?
Karl Malone wears these. Or some BK Knights.
Or Cheetahs. I had Cheetah shoes and jeans.
It's tough. It's tough out there.
Guess?
Man.
Did you ever wear Guess?
I think it was too fat for Guess. Guess was a skinny man's game.
equipment?
There you go. I had to shop in the Husky teen section. The bum equipment. Yeah, I remember those.
All right, July 19, 2024. It is time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. We gotta move this along here.
Yeah, for real.
It is National Daiquiri Day. It's a mid.
It is mid, but I'm not gonna lie. If you presented me with a daiquiri on a hot day, like right now, I wouldn't turn it down.
Soup's a rum guy.
I do like rum.
I don't like rum.
It is also Flight Attendant Safety Professionals Day.
That confuses me, but
yeah, I know. I think it's
just for flight attendants or.
Only flight attendants who are safety professionals.
Well, I think it's reminding you that flight attendants are actually safety professionals, not just there to get you booze.
They're not just a waitress or a waiter at a bad restaurant at 35,000 feet.
Just acknowledge that on Flight Attendant Day, we need a separate day.
Correct.
Okay.
Hot tomorrow.
Someone brought up Ocean Pacific.
OPE.
Dude, yeah. I just bought a pair of corduroy OP shorts 2 weeks ago.
They're still out there, huh?
Yeah, they're still back there. I saw those bad boys and I'm like, oh yeah.
Corduroy coming back around?
I don't know if it is or not, but I saw a pair of corduroy OP brown shorts and I was like, oh,
you know, I have a...
Eighth grade, here I come.
I have a controversial... Well, maybe it's not controversial, but it might be surprising. I don't know. I get a lot of clothing from surf shops.
Yeah, surf shop...
Because we go to San Diego a lot.
Surf shops have a great
they do, because style to them. You think that, because, so a lot of O'Neill, mm-hmm. a lot of...
like Rip Curl, O'Neill,
yeah, like stuff
Roxy's,
like, yeah, stuff
gals.
Like that. And it's good because you would think that you go into a surf shop and it's all just t-shirts and flip-flops, but it's not because it gets cold on the beach.
Make great stuff.
And so that you can get winter clothes there too.
Yep.
So I always stock up when we go to San Diego and get all my stuff there.
It's funny you say that. One of my favorite companies, and it's a independent brand, and so it's a little more expensive. It's handmade in LA. It's called Sport of Kings. It's a surf place, and I love their stuff. But it's a little more expensive, but I like that it's a small company and it's actually made in the United States.
It's no Costco, though.
It is no Costco.
Costco brand.
Surf stuff is always comfortable, too. They get that.
Very.
If you buy anything from a surf or a skate company, it's going to be functional and it's going to be comfortable as hell.
Yeah, whether or not it looks good is up to you or other people, but it always is comfortable.
That's right. Spicoli has tried it.
Yes.
And he signs off, bro.
Yeah. Well, I'm wearing a pair of checkered slip-on Vans as we speak.
It is going to be hot tomorrow. Upper 90s, they're saying.
I know. I'm going down to Redmond for a music festival. It's supposed to be like 102.
Is that big? They have a big ass.
Yeah, Farewell Festival.
What's it called?
Farewell Festival.
Yeah. Dude, that lineup is crazy.
It's a great lineup.
How does Redmond get that?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just like band. I mean, it's.
But where do they play? Where's the show?
I don't know. I've never been to this one, but I'm assuming it's. I think it's at some sort of camp. It's at campgrounds because you can camp there too. So
who are you going to see?
We're going to see 2 days. So I'm bummed because today is Jason Isabel, and I wanted to see him. So the one I'm going down specifically to see is Ryan Bingham. That's who I want to see. But then we get Camp, we get Whiskey Myers. We get Billy Strings.
Is Charlie Crockett down there?
I don't know if he's down there or not. Black Pumas are playing on Sunday as well.
They're good.
They're good. It's a really, really strong lineup. How about this one? Leanne Rimes. I was like going through the
headliners. Why did you mention her?
Because through the headliners, I was like, really? Leanne Rimes? Like of all the really good, Colter Wall.
Well, she's a big name.
Is she?
Yeah.
Like, they have all these great musicians, and then you hit me with Leanne Rimes.
So it's kind of a country
It's a country festival.
Except Black Pumas aren't really country.
I know. There's some that are a little different, but I'm bummed with no Jason Isabel. But Whiskey Myers is great, and if you don't know who Ryan Bingham is, look him up. Ryan Bingham might be my favorite. Well, he isn't. It's not a maybe. He is my favorite thing going in country music. Dude's an absolute stud.
I've got an update on Ammon Bundy. And what's real, what's fake with this CrowdStrike crap? That's next on The Fan. All right, this is in the news for July 19, 2024. A couple things. Well, the big thing, I'll get you Ammon Bundy next week. He can wait.
Okay.
The big news today was this CrowdStrike mess.
Yeah, the entire world broke.
Is that what it's called? CrowdStrike?
CrowdStrike. It's CrowdStrike, yes.
Yeah. So
my computer still doesn't work.
There's a photo of a man. So, CrowdStrike. This is not something I'm terribly interested in, but apparently, CrowdStrike.
That noise is so good.
CrowdStrike
read
is
the paragraph like
is a company that a lot of companies use, including Odyssey, airline. You know,
everyone. I mean, it's
and it's like
enormous.
A cybersecurity company or something.
Yes, it's a cybersecurity company that provides software to companies around the world, and like, I mean,
to protect their stuff.
Yeah, this and like high level stuff. So this is everything from like police, hospitals, airlines. I mean, they are they're a huge deal, obviously.
So it had it put out an update, and the update had a bug, and it crashed everything, and flights everywhere, including PDX, were delayed and canceled, and it was a damn mess today.
Yeah.
Well, there's a photo going around of a man claiming to be responsible for the outage, where he's standing in front of the CrowdStrike, like looks like the front of their headquarters, and he is saying, first day at CrowdStrike had to send out the new update. He says, first day at CrowdStrike, push a little update and taking the afternoon off. And then he's got a peace sign and he looks like just some Costco bro.
Well, someone's in trouble.
That is fake.
Yes.
So it is not real. People think that that's been circulating, that is the guy responsible. That is not real.
Someone is responsible and someone's about to get their ass fired or shoved down an elevator shaft, Putin style.
The other thing that is fake is there was the photo of the Las Vegas Sphere going blue screen. That is fake. That did not happen.
My computer, though, went blue screen and gave me the frowny face, and now we don't know what to do about it. But this happened, when stuff like this happens, it is crazy. A couple weeks back, a software that all the auto dealers across the country use, same thing, just went out, and it stopped working for, 3 days, and so, every auto dealer in the country basically couldn't make a deal, couldn't use a computer. We had this a number of years ago. Remember when our system went down? I mean, when someone hacks into you or you get a bug or something, it is shocking.
It's trouble.
How easy it is to bring massive parts of society to their knees.
Yeah, and some of these people just do it for fun.
Yeah, other people do it for ransom, you know, and other this one may have just been a whoops, screwed up.
So they are out of Austin, CrowdStrike, and they were founded in 2011. They've made a name for themselves as one of the top firms providing protection. Its customers include 298 Fortune 500 companies, eight out of the top 10 financial service firms, seven of the top 10 manufacturers, six of the top 10 healthcare providers, and eight of the top 10 food and beverage companies.
This guy says he works Vancouver for Textline and worked for UPS, and our aunt was all effed up this morning.
Yeah. So a lot of people couldn't work today.
Yep.
They just took the day off.
Yep.
Maybe day drank. I don't know.
It's like, what do you do? You know,
it's one of our texters said they were doing. Send home to day drink.
There's nothing you can do when this stuff goes on. I mean, you just sit there and you're like, well, all right. When this happened with the car companies, my buddy said that they had a big like grease board, and they were writing down deals and like writing out hand contracts. He goes, dude, this is like back from like 1982. You know, like make it. Remember, like, yeah, I used to have to like make carbon copies of everything. I mean, it was just, you know, that's
I was trying to explain to the kids the other day that we used to have to print directions.
Oh yeah, MapQuest, baby.
And it wouldn't all come on the first page, so you'd have to like you get the first left and right on the first page, and you have to go to page two.
Those are always those were magical days, man. I remember the first time I drove to school when I drove to BYU. It was me. Like a 1982 Ford Thunderbird and like six pages of MapQuest directions stapled together. Let's go. And some mixtapes. Some Big Sooks Butter Jams, volumes 1 through 6.
That's the best part.
Let's do it.
So they're saying it's fixed. I don't know. They said they sent out a fix to the bug shortly after, and it fixed a lot of computers. But what it was a boot loop, and you experienced it here when you booted your computer today.
Yep.
So basically, if you're a Windows user, the boot loop, it starts up, but then it doesn't finish starting up, and so the restart process just loops.
I'm still in the boot loop. I texted our IT guy an hour and a half ago, and so far, he has not responded.
Yeah, he's day drinking somewhere.
He's out.
This is above his pay. This is probably, corporate Odyssey is running around like crazy right now, I bet.
It's probably not good. No.
I love Joey. I want to snuggle with Joey. We got an email from our big, big head cheese boss about this earlier today. You know it's big when he's on the email.
Yeah. When the big man comes in from Philadelphia, you're like, oh boy.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for. I'll tell you about Ammon Bundy and what's up with him next week. That is in the news July 19, 2024. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. We'll get you an update on the Open Championship, and baseball is back. Also, a Hall of Fame football player arrested. It's 5:02 on The Fan. All right, this is in the news for July 19, 2024. A couple things. Well, the big thing, I'll get you Ammon Bundy next week. He can wait.
Okay.
The big news today was this CrowdStrike mess.
Yeah, the entire world broke.
Is that what it's called? CrowdStrike?
CrowdStrike. It's CrowdStrike, yes.
Yeah. So
my computer still doesn't work.
There's a photo of a man. So CrowdStrike, this is not something I'm terribly interested in, but apparently CrowdStrike...
That noise is so good.
CrowdStrike is is a company that a lot of companies use, including Odyssey, Airline, you know.
Everyone. I mean, it's
and it's like
enormous.
A cybersecurity company or something?
Yes. It's a cybersecurity company that provides software to companies around the world and, like, I mean...
To protect their stuff?
Yeah. And like, high-level stuff. So this is everything from, like police, hospitals, airlines. I mean, they are they're a huge deal, obviously.
So it had it put out an update, and the update had a bug, and it crashed everything, and flights everywhere, including PDX, were delayed and canceled, and it was a damn mess today.
Yeah.
Well, there's a photo going around of a man claiming to be responsible for the outage, where he's standing in front of the CrowdStrike, like looks like the front of their headquarters, and he is saying, first day at CrowdStrike had to send out the new update. He says, first day at CrowdStrike, push a little update and taking the afternoon off. And then he's got a peace sign, and he looks like just some Costco bro.
Well, someone's in trouble.
That is fake.
Yes.
So it is not real. People think that that's been circulating, that is the guy responsible. That is not real.
Someone is responsible, and someone's about to get their ass fired or shoved down an elevator shaft, Putin style.
The other thing that is fake is there was the photo of the Las Vegas Sphere going blue screen. That is fake. That did not happen.
My computer, though, went blue screen and gave me the frowny face, and now we don't know what to do about it. But this happened, like, I mean, when stuff like this happens, it is crazy. A couple weeks back, A software that all the auto dealers across the country use. Same thing, just went out and it stopped working for like 3 days. And so like every auto dealer in the country basically couldn't make a deal, couldn't use a computer. We had this a number of years ago, remember when our system went down. I mean, when someone hacks into you or you get a bug or something, it is shocking.
It's trouble.
How easy it is to bring massive parts of society to their knees.
Yeah, and some of these people just do it for fun.
Yeah, other people do it for ransom, you know, and other, this one may have just been a whoops, screwed up.
So they are out of Austin, CrowdStrike, and they were founded in 2011. They've made a name for themselves as one of the top firms providing protection. Its customers include 298 Fortune 500 companies, 8 out of the top 10 financial service firms, 7 of the top 10 manufacturers, 6 of the top 10 healthcare providers, and 8 of the top 10 food and beverage companies.
Yeah, this guy says he works Vancouver for a text line and worked for UPS, and our aunt was all effed up this morning.
Yeah. So a lot of people couldn't work today.
Yep.
They just took the day off.
Yep.
Maybe day drank. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
It's like, what do you do? You know,
one of our texters said they were doing. Set home to day drink.
There's nothing you can do when this stuff goes on. I mean, you just sit there and you're like, well, all right. My when this happened with the car companies, my buddy said that they had just had a big like grease board, and they were writing down deals and like writing out hand contracts. He goes, dude, this is like back from like 19 when I first started, like 1982. You know, like make it. Remember, like, yeah, I used to have to like make carbon copies of everything. I mean, it was just, yeah. You know, that's.
I was trying to explain to the kids the other day that we used to have to print directions.
Oh yeah, MapQuest, baby.
And it wouldn't all come on the first page, so you have to like staple. You get the first left and right on the first page, and you have to go to page two.
Those are always those were magical days, man. I remember the first time I drove to school when I drove to BYU. It was me. Like a 1982 Ford Thunderbird and like 6 pages of MapQuest directions stapled together. Let's go. And some mixtapes. Some Big Sooks, yeah. Butter Jams, volumes 1
That's
through
the
6.
The best part.
Let's do it.
So they're saying it's fixed. I don't know. They said they sent out a fix to the bug shortly after, and it fixed a lot of computers. But what it was a boot loop, and you experienced it here when you booted your computer today.
Yep.
So basically, if you're a Windows user, the boot loop, it starts up, yep. But then it doesn't finish starting up, and so the restart process just loops.
I'm still in the boot loop. I texted our IT guy an hour and a half ago, and so far, he has not responded.
Yeah, he's day drinking somewhere.
He's out.
This is above his pay. This is probably, corporate Odyssey is running around like crazy right now, I bet.
It's probably not good. No.
I love it. Joey. I want to snuggle with Joey. We got an email from our big, big head cheese boss about this earlier today. You know it's big when he's on the email.
Yeah. When the big man comes in from Philadelphia, you're like, oh boy.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for. I'll tell you about Ammon Bundy and what's up with him next week. That is in the news July 19, 2024. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. We'll get you an update on the Open Championship, and baseball is back. Also, a Hall of Fame football player arrested. It's 5:02 on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!